This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get this thing started. Actually, let's keep this thing going, man. Everybody around here is on a high. The chef, stopping by with Steiny and Goo, and I want to reboot what I just said a couple minutes ago, because if you did miss any portion of it, or if you just want to bask in that glow, yet again, we'll replay Steph at 4:15, not at 4, but at 4:15, and then we've got our own glitzy guest list, as far as I'm concerned, already on the show today. T.J. Houshmandzadeh is going to be on in exactly an hour, so... Should the Niner fan be stressed or not? We'll get into that. Momo finally making her triumphant return to Willard and Dibs. Ramona Shelburne will be on at 4:45. Outside of that, it's all y'all. 888-957-9570. While we're sitting here talking Warrior basketball, here's something I wanted to do to sort of extend the conversation we were having yesterday with regard to, quote, too much optimism, which I say tongue-in-cheek because there's nothing wrong with optimism, obviously. But a Warrior fan, I think, is walking around a foot above the ground right now feeling like they got a bulletproof vest on. And so here's my question. As you still try to hang on to that sixth seed or go higher, obviously. Timberwolves at Denver tonight. Warriors a vested interest for sure. But provided that you are able to hang on to that sixth seed, well, what are you going to get in round one? I want to know how far your confidence goes right now. Because here's what I hear everybody say. Hey, Dibs. I think the Warriors can make a run. Okay, let's put a name on it. Against whom are you confident? In other words, Golden State Warriors, fans, are you so confident you'll take them in a series against the Lakers? Will you take them in a series against the Nuggets? And will you take them in a series against the Oklahoma City Thunder? Are we that level of confident?
Not yet.
Okay.
But we're getting there. And right now, and you go to NBA.com and you click on standings, and right now what pops up is not the standings, but what pops up is the current bracket, if the playoffs started today, and I think they're playing off the March Madness vibe of, you know, brackets and all the conference tournaments are almost all underway and some are done already, and so we're getting into bracket mode, and so you go to NBA.com, and the bracket right now is the number 3 seed Lakers against the number 6 seed Warriors. So that, I think, becomes the real question. Like, right now, and you can text your odds maker friend, John Avello, who is so awesome. If they had a series, Lakers v. Warriors, first round, 3 versus 6.
I'll fire him a text. Who would be favored?
I bet you it would be Lakers. a tiny bit.
Yeah.
But to your point about, like, confidence, if it was Rockets against Warriors in a 4-5 or a 3-6, the Warriors would be favored. If it was Grizzlies 4-5 or 3-6 against the Warriors, I do think the Warriors would be favored.
I agree. But
and,
we
can ask the expert.
I think they'd be a dog against the three teams I brought up.
I agree.
And no doubt. And who cares if you're a dog? Like, that's Vegas. I get it. I would rather sort of hear from a lot of you out there. I like, we want to dip our toe into the water of, like, how far is your confidence going? I threw this out to all of us this morning, and Lucas responded right away. They can beat anybody. They beat anybody.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, they can.
They can.
Yep.
Let me say it.
Do it.
They're allowed to.
It's my favorite.
Okay? And I'm not here to tell you that I don't think they would. My point is, at this moment, this whole, like, Warriors make a run, as we sit here in this moment, they firmly remain an underdog to even get out of the first round. They firmly remain underdog to get out of the first round.
Not firmly. I would say Sacramento, Dallas, and the rest of the play-ins, they're firmly.
Well, but it's less than a 50-50 proposition is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
They're a dog. Whether it's a slight dog, they're a dog.
Sure.
Some dogs are small. You got a Chihuahua, you got a Great Dane, somewhere in there. But they're a dog.
They'd be a St. Bernard against Memphis or Houston, which they'd be one of the big old dogs.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Maybe one of the big old dogs.
Absolutely.
And I'm with you. But as far as, like, the Warrior fan mentality right now, after Jimmy and after the run, and GP2 is going for 20+, a career high, and Buddy's going for 20, and now you have a little bit of a rest and all the other things that we're thinking about, I do think that the Warrior mentality is kind of what I said to you last week of, like, anything short of, you know, 8 playoff wins would kind of be a bummer.
Yeah, well, we say that now without knowing,
of course,
the scenario.
They're going to face, exactly.
I want to know who they're going to play. I'm totally with you. If they do end up playing Memphis or Houston, I would be disappointed if they didn't come out of that series completely. And we're getting ahead of ourselves. They don't even have a playoff. They're very far from locking up anything.
Definitely
at this
far
point.
From okay.
Yeah, right? I mean, I have a very, very difficult time believing that they're not going to at least be the 7. Clippers lost to New Orleans again last night. They're playing without Kawhi tonight, and they're dogs. Like, the Warriors, I think, are going to be the 6 or the 7, but what does that get you, you know? What does that get you? And so, if you think that the Warriors are going to, quote, go on a run, let's look at it through a different lens. Are you saying that you believe that the Warriors will beat the Lakers and the Nuggets in round 1? That's where we sit today. And the Rockets play again tonight, and they're favored. They're favored. They are still a solid 3 games ahead, might be 3.5 by the time we go to bed tonight. The guys asked Steph about this, the other good teams around the league, and how the Warriors currently measure up.
There are some really good teams out there. You could look at Boston, Cleveland, OKC, Denver. They're records teams that have 3 of those teams who have won it before. So you think about experience. But for us, we have that experience on our side. We have a good balance of veteran presence, youthful energy. I think the fact that since the trade, our roles have been clearly defined. Our rotation is pretty consistent from a night-to-night perspective. It might get a little tighter as you get closer to playoffs, but you know, having your 9-10 guys that you know are going to play, you know, the bulk of the minutes, who's going to be out there on the floor, that clarity has given us a lot of confidence. But at the end of the day, you know, me, Draymond, Jimmy, we've all been around. We know what it's like to be in a playoff series, to have to figure out that specific opponent and how to beat him 4 times. And like I said, if you get us in that scenario, we like our chances.
Yeah, I do too. And if you want to put that definition on the other Western Conference teams, it really, like, Houston's the only team that's going to get in there and you're like wide-eyed pups. Like, Shengun's got no idea. What Jalen Green's got no idea what the hell's going on in these playoff series. But that doesn't apply to anyone else. I know that the Warriors, quote, know how to be champions. So do the Nuggets. So do the Lakers. The Thunder don't, but they're so good. And they've been in the playoffs for sure. They've been in battles. So maybe there's a little experience lacking there. But Memphis, playoff series, playoff battle-tested. Minnesota, playoff battle-tested. Clippers, those players have all been through the wars. So I wonder, you know, this advantage that Steph Dre and Jimmy have, I don't know how pronounced it is over some of these other teams who have done it also.
They have, but, I mean, you've got two guys who are four-time champs, and you've got Jimmy Butler who, and we always say single-handedly, well, you play 5-on-5, so it's not like that. But Jimmy Butler's played 119 games in the playoffs, which is not a small amount, and he did a lot in Chicago, Minnesota, Philadelphia, they went deep, and then Miami went to the finals twice. So I was just doing the math between the big three, and they've played more than 430 playoff games, not together, but in totality, and I wonder how that stacks up against, like, for example, LA, and I do think that LeBron is the all-time leader in playoff games. How could he not be? I mean, he went to the finals like 35 straight times, and so he has that, and, you know, you look at the Clippers you mentioned, they've got a lot of deep playoff experience with James Harden and Kawhi and whatnot, and so they don't have that advantage, a big advantage over everyone, but you mentioned Houston and the Pups, and I love Shengun and Jalen Green. They always
no
get thrown out there.
Going on.
No, they're young.
Shengun.
And even OKC, they've done it.
Yeah.
They've been there, but they haven't really done
not deep.
It, capital I, capital T. They haven't been to the finals, and so that is a little bit of a different animal. So I look at Memphis and, you know, John Morant, fine. He's been in the playoffs a few times, but I don't think that he's that much of a reliable, like, hey, guys, gather around. I'm a vet.
I mean John Jaren. And Desmond Bane, like, they've given the Warriors actual problems themselves.
No doubt.
In playoff
no doubt.
Series.
Yep.
So,
I get
again,
that.
Wouldn't favor them. That's not what I'm saying. But there's going to be a lot of battle tested in this whole thing. So, let's put it this way. I am dripping with optimism. I still am very curious to see different levels of the schedule. And I'm not going to do the schedule thing. You'll never, ever hear me when someone goes 12-1. You'll never hear me go, yeah, but who have they played? They played 13 NBA teams.
Do they all have professionally paid basketball players
all
on them,
of them,
Mark?
They all have salaries, direct deposit, my understanding.
All right. Okay.
And some of them, by the way, some of them, in a stretch that I'll grant you, has some nights where you definitely should have won, but let's not forget, I don't care that Cat was out or whatever, you went into New York and you won. You took on the Detroit Pistons after a long road trip, you won. You went into Houston and you won. You went into Milwaukee and you won. So there have been plenty of battles on this list since Jimmy Butler has arrived. That said, boy, I tell you what, this time next week, literally this day next week, I am fascinated to get to that day where when we get to this show next week on this day, we will be processing three games in the last four nights with the Knicks, the Nuggets, and the Bucks.
And Sacramento tomorrow.
Right, but I'm you know, like,
yeah,
sure,
yeah.
But Sacramento at home on two nights rest, I would expect the Warriors to win that basketball game tomorrow night.
Right. I guess that's my question for you is if we come back in a week and they go 2-2 over that stretch, or if they go 3-1, or if they go 4-0, or 1-3, or 0-4. Like, I do believe that all of those different markers would have us feeling different ways about the next four.
Maybe, sure. But as I always say, when we put out those kinds of hypotheticals, I want to know the story of how they got there and how they did it.
Sure.
I don't think, when you say, like, what if they go 2-2, that doesn't automatically, like, bring up some sort of concern in me.
To me, that's the par. 2-2, for me, 2-2, if you go 2-2, that would be you making par.
It's a bad par. It's like I had an 8-foot birdie putt and missed it.
Yeah.
By 2 feet.
Or, yeah, I mean.
Like I made
par. You put
par,
your second shot from the fairway in the bunker, and you had to, like, chunk it out to 12 feet.
I don't think going 3-1. Let's be real. You are at, I think, you're at minimum going to be favored in three
in
of the
three,
games.
No doubt.
All right, so par should be 3-1.
Okay. I mean, that to me is tough because.
It's an up and down out of the bunker, but it's not a birdie. That's not a birdie.
Milwaukee on the second half of a back-to-back, you might be favored by two and a half?
I'm going to say higher.
Okay.
Milwaukee's not. They're missing something. I don't know what it is, that team.
Yeah.
They're missing something.
And it's fair, and New York won't have Brunson, so you should be favored heavily there. But, I mean, the Denver game is tough, and then you do have Milwaukee on the second half. So I think the 2-2, if you went 2-2, you're right. It would be a little bit of a disappointing par. Like, you drove it 330, and you had a buck 30 in from the middle of the fairway.
Yeah, middle of the fairway, and I missed the green, and I got up and down. Something like that.
Right, night in par. Yeah. Give me a 4.
All right, it's Warrior Wednesday. Analogy, it's brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We're also sponsored by Safeway. Hey, we'd love to take your calls right now on that exact idea. Where does your confidence level sit? We get that we're all confident. We get that we're all thinking playoffs. We get that we're all thinking noise. Are you literally saying right now that you think the Warriors match up correctly with the Lakers, Nuggets, and Thunder? Do you translate it that way? So let's talk about that. We'll take your calls right now at 888-957-9570. This is Willard and Dibbs.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh!
to Willard and Dude. Take it away, Mark.
Yeah, there's Steph Curry, everybody. He's just all over the damn station today.
Yeah.
Man. God, Steph, leave us alone, dude. Jeez. Good and Lord.
I'm picturing him right now walking around downtown San Francisco in a Franklin and Marshall signed jersey from Steinmetz. And, you know.
Yay!
What do you really think he's going to do with that jersey? For those of you just joining us, Steph was on with Steiny and Goo, and after Steph awarded Steiny a Steph jersey for his birthday a number of months ago, Steiny did it back. And he gave him a Steiny jersey.
Which I think is incredible. And in the moment, I was watching on YouTube and, you know, get to youtube.com/957thegame to see other precious moments like this. Knowing Steph a little bit, he's not going to give it to Goodwill. He's not going to immediately, like, ship it back to Franklin and Marshall. It's one of those things where...
Car wash?
No, I think that he'll keep it, and it might go in
that, that counts as keeping it. You put it in that rag bucket in the garage.
Well, I don't know if it goes rag bucket, but it definitely goes into the, not the archives, but the archives of the archives. And what's funny about Steph Curry, and I'm sure you saw the news stories where he gets to 25,000 points, and Draymond Green gets the ball. And Draymond's got the ball, and Draymond's like, I got the ball. And Steph apparently said, like, yeah, it's kind of what Draymond does, and he's got some of Clay stuff, he's got some of KD stuff, he's got my stuff, and eventually we're all going to get it back. And so Draymond's kind of the caretaker of memorabilia.
On the court and off.
Right, yeah, exactly.
He is. He's the caretaker of the Warriors.
He is.
Yeah.
So maybe Steph just walks into Draymond and goes, hey, this is Steinmetz autographed jersey. file this under S.
That'd be amazing if that's hanging in Draymond's locker tomorrow night. But I doubt it.
But I also doubt that he's immediately going to be like, you know, hey, $4 on eBay or Goodwill. Or, you know, what would be cool is if he sent it to Chris Finch, who's the coach of the Timberwolves, who also went to Franklin and Marshall, and said, hey, you know, why don't you sign this too and then send it to Franklin and Marshall and, you know, they could auction it off as, hey, you know, Finchy and Steiny, you know.
Let me ask it this way, and Grandy, Luke, you guys can weigh in on this too if you want. Do you think Steph is still at Chase Center, or do you think he's gone home?
He's still there. Yeah.
You think he's still there?
Yep. Yeah, I think he's still there.
Yep.
All right. When he leaves, will the jersey still be at Chase Center?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not going in his car.
I don't think so.
It's not going home with him today.
Well, and you know, like, when things go in your car, they go one of two places. And I say this because I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and every Friday we get her art folder, and her art folder comes home, and we open up her art folder, and it's like... Recycle. That's kind of cool.
You throw that stuff away.
But 4 out of every 5 goes in the recycle bin, but 1 of the 5, it's like, oh my God, that's really...
Yeah, if it's special.
Special.
Yes, but don't keep it just because the kid did it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Steph would be. And like, if it goes in his car, and think about his car, he's probably got at least 2 car seats because, you know, his older 2 kids don't have them, but...
I bet he has none in there.
Wait. I would imagine knowing Steph.
I don't think Steph drives the car seats to Chase Center.
I would think that Steph probably has at least 1 just in case. I don't know. He strikes me as a guy who's a dad.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, he's a dad. He's a father of 4.
I just don't think he's taking the car seats with him to Chase Center.
You could be right. But I guess my point is, like, your car, you've got 3 kids, and you've got a myriad of golf clubs, baseball gloves, baseball cards, candy wrappers, art projects.
We don't do that. See, no, the trunk gets out of control sometimes, but no. If you leave 1 gum wrapper... In the door of the back seat, you're going to get talking to. You're going to get talking. Do not come into my car and leave trash.
I had no idea.
We are not doing trash in the car.
You're like Coach Thibodeau.
Oh, dude.
You're like Coach Thibs.
No, you don't mess with the back seat.
Okay.
If I go back there and find Starbucks cups...
Mm. Or a
we're gonna have a little chat.
Okay.
We're gonna have a little chat.
Or a Starburst wrapper.
That's a no from me, dog.
Double bubble gum wrapper.
No.
Snickers wrapper. No. Capri Sun pouch.
Dude, stop. You're like, I'm getting triggered.
Okay. I'm sorry.
888-957-9570. I sort of probably forgot to kind of say it this way also with what we've been talking about. Oh, you all think the Warriors are gonna make a run. I'm hopeful. I'm absolutely hopeful. But in this moment, what you're saying is you think that they'll beat the Lakers, the Nuggets, or the Thunder. I'm not there yet. I'm just not. I know how wonderful this is. I am the captain of optimists. I run Optimist Lake. That's what I do for a living outside of this job. So I am not going to say that they can't do anything. I'm not taking their chances away of doing anything. But if you ask me today, are you saying, Mark, that they are going to be either favored or are going to beat on the road the Lakers, Nuggets, or Thunder in round one? I'm not there yet. I'm not. I would love to see more styles, more games, more high-level games, more health, all of those things as we move toward the playoffs. Let's be real. The Lakers have had their number. They've had their number for a little while.
Yeah.
Now, they've never played Jimmy Butler. They've never played Jimmy Butler's Warriors. Jimmy was there on the sideline but did not play. In fact, he just officially became a Warrior that day, last time the Warriors were in L.A. But the LeBron thing is a thing. And now it's Luka, and now it's Butler here. We haven't seen this group. April 3rd in L.A. We'll take a look. And I would suspect that LeBron will be back by that one. I would love to see some games against the Nuggets and the Lakers before I actually feel like they're going to win that series.
And that's fair. And you could also look at them against OKC, and it's probably a little bit of a stretch to say the Warriors have had their number, but they've won 2 of 3 this year, and last year they won 1 of 4, so they're 3 and 4 over the last 2 years. And again, none of that was with Jimmy Butler, so it's a little bit of a different thing. And I know that this year the Warriors have been better against good teams than they were last year, but for me, it's more about facing OKC, Denver, and LA in the second round. If you play them in the first round, that for me is a lot tougher. I think that if you can get by Memphis or Houston in the first round and get a little bit more playoff confidence than going into that series, I think your chances are better.
Let's go to Max in San Leandro. Hey, Max, thanks for the call. What's good?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to talk about the Warriors' playoff chances. You know, if you put us against OKC, any of the top teams in the West, the top 8 teams, whether it be OKC or the Clippers, I'm going to have the series going 6 or 7. And we're talking about a make or miss league. You look back to why we lost the Lakers. Big reason why is Lonnie Walker's big game 4.
Yep.
While it would beat the Kings, Steph's game 7. You could say also, you know, Looney, what he did with the board that game. That was awesome. But I think it's really coming down to, you know, the ball is going to be in Steph's hands late. Is Steph making or missing his shots? You know, we talked about matchups a lot. Who's going to guard who? Who's going to guard this guy? Who's going to guard that guy? It's going to come down to whether these guys are hitting shots or not. And, you know, we try to overcomplicate things. It's tough to say, you know, a month and a half out right now whether Steph's going to be hot or not. But he's done this before. He did it in game 4 in Boston. I like having him on our side when we get closer to the playoff time.
Yeah, I think all those are very fair points, Max. And you bring up the health aspect of it. That's obviously the baseline for this. Here's one thing that you said that kind of caught my attention, and Max, thanks. He said, you know, he thinks if it's OKC or anybody there at the top, that it's a 6 or 7 game series, and then it just comes down to, like, do you make the big shots or do you miss the big shots? Here's one thing I'll say. I don't think any series involving the Warriors doesn't at least go 6 or 7 games. I am ready to say that. Nobody's beaten this team in 5. I don't see that.
Yeah.
I don't see that from Cleveland, Boston, OKC, Denver, Lakers, whatever. I don't think anybody's beaten the gentleman sweep or whatever. That's a dominant series to beat somebody in 4 or 5 games. So I think the Warriors have, in my mind, they've moved beyond that. I would put them competitive enough against anybody to at least get to game 6. But I'm not ready to say the Warriors are going to go on a run. I'm just not there yet. That's all.
Yeah.
I hope. I hope, but until I know who they're playing and how they're playing against those teams, I'm not ready to firmly say I think the Warriors can make round two.
And that's fair to think that, and I'm kind of with you. And, you know, he made the point about game four and Lonnie Walker. For me, that series was lost in game one, where you lost to the Lakers and you shot 41%, and Draymond wasn't good, and Klay was really erratic, and you were coming off a game where you had to go to Sacramento, and Steph Curry had to put on his cape, and he had to basically call out the entire team on a bus ride. You went to Sacramento, and you won game seven, and then you had one day off, and you turned around, and you had to host the Lakers. And that, for me, is where that series got lost, because you lost game one, and you won game two at home, and then you went to L.A., and you dropped them both. And the Lonnie Walker game in game four was one where everyone could look at it like Lonnie Walker the fourth, and shout out Reading, PA, Steinmetz again. That's his hometown, and that's where Lonnie is from. And so you were down 3-1, and that series was mostly over. But for me, it was lost in game one because of that very thing you're talking about. You were tired. So can you get the sixth seed?
Yep.
Can you get a week off? And then can you avoid a first round series where you have to go seven? Because if you go seven, then you get no break before you start round two.
Klay Thompson was also relied upon in that series and was awful.
Oh, yeah.
He was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that it is what it is.
No judgment.
No, he was, I mean, he was awful. That's my judgment.
Well, you don't have to.
He was awful.
It doesn't have to be a judgment.
No, I'm it's also a fact. Yeah.
Game one, he was 9 of 25. Okay. And he had 25 points.
Yeah. That's
25 points on 25 shots.
Not.
That's not.
It's not great, but no. I'm like, he's not. It wasn't awful every minute of all six games. But as that series kind of dragged on, there were moments where he needed to make shots. And toward the end, he made none.
Yeah.
I mean, the one constant of the last two seasons of Warrior basketball is that on the night they bowed out, Klay was epically bad. Epically bad. Last year against Sacramento and at the end of the Lakers series the year before. That affected him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it affected him, and I do think that a big effect was the fact that they had no break. And, you know, you mentioned it where, you know, you got in the playoffs with a little bit of rest, and then you went seven games, and Steph had to put the cape on just to even make it to the Lakers series. And then you went up against the Lakers and a motivated LeBron, and don't sleep on Dennis Schroeder and all the rest of the future former Warriors. And, you know, you talked about game five, and I'm looking at it here, and Klay was 3 of 11. He had 9 points in game four that you lost to Lonnie Walker and company. And
then where was he in game five and game six? Of that series.
Yeah, I don't know if there was a game six.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a game six.
Game five, he was 3 of 12.
Okay, game six.
And game six, they lost by 21, yep. And Klay was a grand total of 3 of 19.
Mm-hmm. Like, add up those last three games. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know who played great, right?
No one? Oh, DiVincenzo.
You can say it.
A DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
I like him, man.
Me too.
I like that guy. He's
in that series?
He's become an even better player since he left.
Correct. He was restaurant quality.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really good. He was really good.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that game. That's the game where the dog got out. It was really hot.
Your
no.
dog?
Yeah.
Who let the dog out?
Not the Warriors.
You did.
But yeah, the window was open. It was an excessively hot day here in the Bay Area, and the Warriors were down in L.A., and had people over, you know, kids are out, lovely Christie's over, we're all watching the game, and something walked by the house. I don't know, it was a car, another dog, a deer, I don't know what the hell happened, but Penny just kind of walked over to the window and looked, and I don't have a screen on that window. I thought it was closed enough that, I mean, it was open, like, just, you know, yay so much, like a foot and a half opening, and she just kind of poked her head out the window, and the next thing you know, whole body went flying out the window.
Gone. Yeah.
Gone. And I missed a quarter of the game looking for her.
Yeah, lucky you.
Yeah, I know. I came back and I'm like, are the dogs barking? They're like, no, not in this game.
No.
So
his
anyway.
Last three games at Klay in that series,
yeah,
3 of 11, 3 of 12, 3 of 19.
Okay, so nine shots.
9 for 42.
Oh, God.
That is 21.4%. And again, this is not to disparage the great run of Klay Thompson, but the end of Klay was 3 of 11, 3 of 12, 3 of 19, and that series went from
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I want to make sure, and again, we'll take your calls right now, 888-957-9570, with regard to where would you take your Warrior confidence? I have a ton of confidence in what they're doing, and if you do want to use this word, I'm there. Belief. I have all belief in the team and what they're doing. I'm still concerned that what happened early in the year will bite them. And what happened early in the year is going to depress their seed, whatever it is. Whatever it is. It can be six, it can be five, it can be four. The bottom line is if they played a little bit better earlier in the season, it could be two or it could be three. And that's going to change a lot of things in the playoffs. So in this moment, I believe in what the Warriors are doing, and I believe that they'll have a shot. I am still not yet ready to favor them and predict them in a round one series against the Lakers, Nuggets, or Thunder. But I also think that they definitely have belief. Listen to this answer from Steph Curry, who again was on with Steiny and Goo earlier today, and we will have the whole conversation for you coming up at 4:15. This is what Steph said with regard to the idea of a fifth ring.
Somebody asked me this summer, like, what are you still playing for? That's literally the only thing you're playing for. And when you feel far away from it because you don't have a consistent, you're not rewarded consistently with wins on a nightly basis, or there's growing pains with a team, it does kind of, you know, knock at your confidence and your ability to imagine what it's like to be, you know, a relevant contender. And like I said, I like where we're at right now. I think we have what it takes to do it, but I'm not fast forwarding to saying, oh, we're a championship team right now, because we have another level to get to before we get to a playoff type environment. And I'm excited about that challenge. All I wanted to be is in the fight. All I wanted was a chance. All I wanted was an ability to look across the Western Conference and say, yeah, we can go toe-to-toe with whoever. And I feel like we're knocking on that door.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. That's a pretty inspiring answer.
Oh, yeah.
That'll fire you up. That'll fire you up. All we wanted was a shot. Go back to Steve Kerr's comment. Give Steph that at bat. And I really love the inflection in his voice when he goes, I think we have what it takes. I really do. Like, I believed him. There was a sincerity to that. I really do. I think we have what it takes. We're not there yet. Excited to find out if we can get there. I think we have the ingredients. We just got to mix them together. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. But I'm with him. They're not there yet.
They're not even close to there yet. I mean, they are in a spot where they could be there yet, and I'm just looking at Basketball Reference and their projections, and if you look at the projections right now, according to the math, they've got a 44% chance of being 1 through 6, which means they've got a 56% chance of being 7 through, well, 10. They don't have them beyond 10, but right now it's 44% 1 through 6 and 34% they get the 7. So they have a slightly better than even chance to be 1 through 6. But if you add 7 and 8 together, that's 50%. So they have a 50% shot that they'd be 7 or 8, and a 44% shot that they would be number 6. So that's where...
So 6% that they're not in the top 8.
Yes. Yeah. It's 4.9 that they're 9th, and 1.1 that they'd be 10th.
Those things aren't happening.
Agreed.
They're not following.
Agreed. Part. But if you want to just play with these numbers of... You know, 50% play in 7 or 8, and 44% that they'd be 1 through 6. That tells you where the math, and I know the math is not everything,
I'm actually a little surprised that it's supposedly less than 50-50 that they're a top 6 seed. That's kind of what I'm getting at.
It's 44 that they'd be top 6, and it's 40, it's 50 that they'd be 7 or 8.
Right, but isn't that wild? Why is it 44%? Like, and again, every Warrior fan I know, self-included, is walking around like right now, like, oh yeah, 6 seed, that's the worst thing that could happen.
Right.
Might get to 5, probably 4, just keep winning every single night, and you're telling me that there's data out there that would suggest that it is less than 50-50 that they secure a top 6 seed.
It's close, and right now the 5 seed is 11.4. The 5 seed would be, right now the favorite is the Lakers, followed by the Rockets, then the Grizzlies, then... the Timberwolves, then the Warriors.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's according to, you know, Basketball Reference, which looks at records and probably, you know, point differential and schedule and all the rest of it. And remember, Minnesota's schedule is the same as the Warriors, basically.
It is, although they're in Denver tonight. This is a big game. Big, big national television game tonight. Yep. Minnesota in Denver. One more from Curry.
And I look forward to your underdog picks on that game coming up.
Oh, I avoided underdog on that one. I have my underdog picks in. No. We'll be doing a straight number on that one.
I haven't hit you with the chicken in a long time, I had to bring it back.
I'm conflicted on that game. I'll tell you why in a sec. But there's one more from Steph here. And the guys asked him, like, okay, do you daydream about this? Like, how crazy would it be if you did go on that run and get to the end?
I think about it all the time. I even think about how unbelievable it's been to be where we are right now. So you just kind of recreate that that confidence and that internal belief. Like, even the fact that I'm, you know, most people didn't think I'd still be playing at this level at the age that I'm at. So we defy odds consistently. So why not do it again?
Why not? I mean, and I've said this before about Steph. This is one of the things that makes his brain work the way it does. Like, we think about it in terms of Warrior basketball. Think about his life. That's the only thing he's done, and he's done it over and over and over and over again, which is face absurd odds and then come out, like, glowingly on top of them. Davidson. Little kid, little soaking wet, 150-pound kid from Davidson. And now we're sitting here having conversations about top 10 player all time. Like, that guy's not afraid of odds.
No.
At all. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Plenty of room for your phone calls. TJ Hushman's out in 20 minutes. And wait until you hear what Dan Dibley and others are advocating in terms of the 49ers. This is a tree shaker now. It's coming up here on Willard and Dibs.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.